All right. I just finished chapter 9 of the Marriage Counseling Handbook. Let's bring Susan back into the conversation. Marriage Counseling and Water Heaters. You can only get that at rosieonthehouse.com. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
All right. What's y'all discussing?
All right. I have a second home in Nebraska, and we're only there about 3, maybe 4 times a year. And I have this water heater. My husband wants me to replace it, and I'm kind of the mind of if it isn't broken, don't fix it. But he said, you know, we're not there enough. Something could go wrong while we're gone. It's at least 7 years old, and so I wondered what you would do.
Well, if y'all are only there that often, I would just turn it off and drain it every time I left. And then when you get back, you turn it back on and go. I don't know the water quality of Nebraska. I don't know how hard a water you're dealing with. But if you're regularly replacing the anode rod and you're draining it every time you leave, I just stick with that water heater so she just died.
Awesome. That's great. Because I get to be right. I appreciate the advice. But
2 points for Susan.
I like being able to tell him. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Romy,
like you said, not knowing the water quality, but if you took that and you compared it to Arizona, if you're only using a water heater 3 months, you should get 30 years out of it.
Yeah, almost, unless you live in Globe.
Yeah, that's why
where nothing lasts in the water
right, deposits there.
Right. Let's go to Michelle. We've got Michelle, Anthony, and Thomas. Michelle,
hello. Thank
you for calling Rosie on the House.
Yes, I wanted to give you an update. I called a couple of weeks ago, and I was complaining about the noise I get because my house backs up to Bell Road.
Oh, yeah.
You suggested that I get a hold of magnetite and get windows inserts.
Yes.
Well, I just want to let you know it's only been a couple of weeks. The windows came Friday night, and they're both now they came Thursday night. And they're both now installed. And it took the decibel level down about 10 degrees.
At least.
In our bedroom.
Yeah.
At least, yeah.
Now Michelle, how big of windows are these?
They're 49 by 29, 49 by 30, about.
Okay.
And they're not opening windows. So we put those inserts in about 2 inches away from the windows that are there, and it was noticeably different from the moment they attached to the magnet.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to become a sound snob now and be ordering another panel to set over the top of that again.
Well, there's actually a bigger window in the room that's not close to our bed that we'll probably put one on that too, because there is still noise getting in, but now the windows, at least by our bed, are significantly quieter.
So this is for every Arizona homeowner that's in a home next to some busy environment. Now, these two windows are roughly 3 foot by 4 foot, roughly 12 square feet. Michelle, would you mind sharing with our listeners, what did it cost you to do that for both windows?
It was just a little over $400.
Yeah. So considerably less.
I didn't have to take the windows out, redo the stucco, go through the construction. We installed the little, if you're not comfortable with cutting metal, I mean, simple, you know, just metal.
The magnetic strips.
The magnetic strip part. It was so simple to do. It took about an hour per window and we were done.
Okay, well, now this is really interesting because we tried to become the Arizona distributor for this product because we thought it was a pretty darn neat product. It comes out of South Louisiana. It's invented as a very inexpensive way to protect your doors and windows in hurricane season. It's plexiglass that's magnetically attached over the outside of your existing doors and windows. It's, I think, extremely affordable when you consider you don't have to remove the stucco, you don't have to do stucco patching, you don't have to do the flashing. It just mounts to whatever door and window you currently have, and we use it on our broadcast recording studio. And I couldn't believe how much sound it cut out.
Yeah, we are really happy. It was so easy to do. You know, you install this flashing, and then the windows already have the magnetic attached to them, and they just suck right into the flashing that you screwed into the inside of the window frame.
So did you go on their website and order the parts that got delivered that you then assembled at your house?
I sent an email to the company, and then someone called me back. And he used to live in this area here, but now he's in Louisiana. And I worked with him on the phone and through email, and they were delivered by UPS on Thursday night. We installed one Thursday night, and my husband did the second one Friday morning.
Well, what a hoot.
About an hour each.
What a hoot. Magnetite.
Yeah. Magnetite, yeah.
Okay. Well, Michelle, we appreciate you being a repeat caller. I especially love it when people call and give us an update to something we recommended so we can hear how it turned out. That was a product we stumbled on years ago and have used it in many applications, a very cost-effective way to increase the acoustic characteristics of your windows, particularly in noisy situations. All right. That takes care of Miss Michelle. That opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. We have Thomas and Anthony. Let's get to Anthony calling from beautiful Sierra Vista. Actually, that's the location of our next staycation, I believe.
And it's a beautiful trip to Ramsey Canyon.
Oh, man.
You have until Thursday to enter at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the staycation tab. Complete the entry form. We don't do anything with that information other than draw winners and make sure that you hadn't won within the last 12 months. And you'll be on your way down to Sierra Vista, where we actually had a listener write in that said they grew up in Sierra Vista since the 60s. And whoever our winner is, if they needed a bridge-playing partner, we could connect them.
Okay, good, good, good. Anthony, calling from Sierra Vista. You listening to us on KNST?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Rosie?
I can hear you perfect. What you up to today?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. When are you and Jennifer going to bring your horses down? We could go up to Brown Canyon Ranch, take that trail up in the Huachucas.
You only got to invite me once.
Okay. Hey, I'm painting the exterior of my house, and, you know, the minor cracks in the stucco.
Yeah.
I can't find the right caulk, because when I paint over it, I'm seeing my caulk lines.
Yeah,
you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, that's called flashing. It just flashes at you. What you need to do, Anthony, where are you buying your paint product?
Home Depot.
Okay. I'm going to recommend find a Sherwin-Williams, find a PPG professional paint store. And what you're going to want to get is textured caulk, because I'm assuming this is a stucco wall, right?
Correct.
Okay, here's what you're going to want. Here's what I do when I'm prepping a stucco wall for paint. I take an air compressor, and I blow air inside whatever crack there is just to blow out any dust or little sand or debris and get it nice and cleaned out. Then I take a textured caulk, which actually has sand built into the caulk itself, and I go over that particular crack. Then I take a damp sponge and I just daub the surface of the wall and the fresh caulk. I promise you, if you'll do that and just take your finger and kind of feather out the edges, that crack will disappear forever. That's an elastomeric caulk. It's got sand built into the texture. It absolutely just disappears.
Okay, my friend, I shall do that.
Elastomeric textured caulk. That's what you want to use. We appreciate the call, and you only have to invite me to take my horses to Brown Ranch one time. You have his phone number, Jennifer? We'll call him back.
And there is both a Sherwin-Williams and a PPG in Sierra Vista. They're
less than
a mile apart from each other on 92, right on the main strip. So
either
one of those great, great professional products. In fact, I'm in a little bit of a testing phase where Remy's room was painted all with PPG And Landry's room was painted all with Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, but that's not fair because Landry's harder on the room than Remy is.
You could still judge the anything above 12, you know, or the, let's see, the 3-foot mark and the ceiling.
Oh, man. All right. We have an open line if you want to sneak in during this open line hour at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. We did get a text from someone who says, Rosie, you've got to give me that scorpion solution again. We will at the 10 o'clock hour when we talk about integrated pest management for the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Thomas. Thank you for calling. Thomas is calling from Gilbert. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Good, good. Beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes, it is. I'm looking to install a water softener in my home. I have to have the house plumbed for it because I don't have a soft water loop already in the house.
Okay.
But I really don't want to go to the expense of, you know, the whole home water systems and the RO systems. I just want a water softener. Is the water that I add that's coming back into the house from the softener, is that safe to drink? As far as is a softener in general going to add sodium to the water? Because my wife is concerned about her health and adding that to her diet.
Does your wife eat bread?
Not very much. She's very health conscious.
Okay, so she doesn't drink soda pop either.
No.
Okay. This is a great question, and I'm not going to remember the exact quantities of sodium that it adds per 8 ounces of glass, but drinking a glass of soft water is the equivalent of eating – no, I think drinking a liter of soft water is the equivalent of eating one slice of white bread. So, yes, there is sodium in softened water. Is it worthy of all the fear tactics the other water treatment companies have put in to try and promote the salt-free alternative? Only if you are extremely salt sensitive. I will tell you that if you would just put a little RO system under the kitchen sink, feed the soft water to that, you'll get the best tasting water you've ever had.
And that's the way most people do it, just because
it takes the sodium back out and everything else.
It brings the taste back down to where we really enjoy it. And the cost difference between, you know, once you've already, you're doing the loop, you're getting the water softer, to add an RO, at $500
for a really nice one. Yeah.
So the cost for the investment isn't.
And Thomas, I can tell you, shopping for, there is more bad information and more snake oil information about water treatment equipment than practically any. I wouldn't even get in that industry. I really respect the guys that do. I wouldn't even get in that industry because you have to re-educate everyone constantly about what is right and wrong information. And that would absolutely just drive me nuts. You'll find Rosie Certified Water Treatment Experts at rosieonthehouse.com.